Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to three sports star in basketball, softball, and volleyball, and senior at Port Chester High School, Madison Ostrowski. So, hi, welcome to the show, and by the way, Madison, congratulations on the honor. Very well deserved.
Thank you.
So, obviously, the first thing that jumps out is the fact that you've got this three sports star status. Now, me, I'm an old guy, so you already made me tired thinking of trying to play three sports, you know, basically almost at the same time. But, and we'll get to the question of how do you manage the time of, you know, juggling three sports. But I noticed that there's 5 years of varsity softball. Now, that's a big wow. How do you, which I'm going to assume softball is where you started because you got 5 years of the varsity, but how did you pick up the other sports?
Well, I played basketball for CYO when I was younger for my church, and I always loved it. That was actually in seventh grade. I thought I was going to go to college for basketball.
Okay.
And then I started with modified volleyball in seventh grade because my sixth grade math teacher, she's the coach. So I just love volleyball. Volleyball's like a fun sport to play. Like I don't take it too seriously. I just like do it for fun. So.
Okay. And then I guess you're in the midst of your, or I guess the early portions of your basketball season right now, correct?
Yeah.
And you've already got yourself an accolade. I mean, you've played like what, four or five games and you're already, section one leader, double doubles for, what was it, for the last week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that jumped out at me when I looked at the stats. I'm like, okay, she's on the boards. She knows what she's doing. But now back to the question of time. That's three sports and that's a lot. Mm-hmm. Is there anything in particular that you do or how do you manage the time of being able to juggle all three?
I would say it's discipline because I have to, like, during my free periods, I make sure I get my work done. And since softball is my main sport, when I'm playing basketball and volleyball, I also have to make sure I'm still hitting, like, outside of school and stuff and working out still. So, also, my travel team, we practice every weekend. So, that's another big thing. But, yeah, I would just say it's discipline because I'm good at managing my time. And so that helps me really a lot with like handling all three sports.
Right. And I guess that is very important, obviously, being able to manage the time. And then how much time, like, do you put into practicing and training during like, say, a week?
Okay. So school sports, we usually have 2 to 3 hour practices a day. And then I probably spend 2 hours afterwards, either hitting or working out for softball. So,
okay. That's like, all right. And then somewhere in there, you kind of try to sleep too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, just checking, you know, because that's a lot of hours out of the day. But one of the things, by the way, that was said in your nomination is that you are, quote, an exceptional leader on and off the court, and her teammates look up to her in many different ways. She's the type of player that is going to give it her all, no matter what the score is, and she makes those individuals around her better. Now, look, I realize you're not walking around with a T-shirt that says, I'm such an exceptional leader, huh? What do you think? But at the same time, to hear that that's the opinion of you, to hear that you're, you know, you've got that kind of respect, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good because whenever I'm on a sports team, I'm always trying to put my best self out there and I'm always trying to motivate my teammates and pick them up when they're down. So to hear that my attitude is being recognized and like other people see what I'm trying to do too, it feels really good.
And that's obviously something that you can hold on to and use moving forward. And I guess it is, you know, I'm sure it's kind of humbling to know that maybe folks kind of gravitate towards you a little bit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And because I think is that you're leading by example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got one of your coaches here with us today, and she said something to me about whatever you do, don't make me talk. Well, I'm going to make her talk because I'm going to make her talk on this particular point. And Jamie, now, first off, Jamie, tell us exactly what your, you know, how you know Madison and what sports it is. I know you said you're involved in like all three sports that she's involved in.
Yeah. So I ended up, well, like I said, I coached her sister as well at Port Chester, but I started out coaching Maddie on the JV softball team when she was in seventh grade. So that was my first, our first meeting was during softball. And like I said, since I'm the JV coach and varsity carries over, we're always practicing with each other. Because I was close with her sister, I became close with Madison as well. And like I said, she's just an excellent athlete and I love seeing her during every season and we just have the best time. So it's really nice just always having that familiar face that you can count on, her being a captain for volleyball. It's just, and for softball as well, it's just important to have that person that you can always go to if you ever need anything as a coach. And I just look up to her as an athlete because she just does amazing things on and off the court and the field.
And I'm sure it helps when you've got that person to look to, if that person is somebody that the rest of the team might gravitate towards and might admire.
Absolutely. And we have like the same personality types as well. Like we don't like to take things too seriously, but when it's time to get to work, we do. And I think that's how we like vibe together really well, because she can sense when it's time to get to work and she can sense when it's time. Okay. Like we can back off a little bit. We can enjoy this a little bit more, because you never want your athletes to get turned off by the way you practice or play as a coach, because then they're not going to want to be part of the program anymore. So we try to keep a good balance where we're having fun. We have a family like atmosphere, but we also know when it's time to get to work and when it's time to play. And I think Maddie does an excellent job balancing the two. Like she can just understand as an athlete when it's time to do each.
And that's good. Finding that balance, and Madison, I'm sure that you agree. How do you make sure that you maintain that balance?
It's definitely depending on like what we're doing. I think it's usually like if you're too serious, then it becomes like not fun for the other girls too. So we like to joke around a lot, but like when it's time to get serious, we get serious. I also look at the like body language of other people around me to like make sure.
Okay. All right. That's important. And I'm Frankenberry, by the way, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD, Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. And we're speaking today with Madison Ostrowski, three sports star at Port Chester High School. And another thing for you, coach, is that it was in her information sheet here for Madison that she's a very coachable athlete, listens well to any direction given to her. And as a student, she's the type to seek help from a teacher. How important is that to you as a coach to have somebody like that?
It's just always important to know that like when you say something one time, like she's going to get it, she's going to understand it, and she can be that person that can explain it either to one of her other teammates that doesn't understand it, because we always like to say sometimes they get tired of hearing our voices all the time. So if it's someone like Maddie that understands it the first time, it's like, hey, Maddie, can you explain this to somebody in a different way? Because maybe they're tuning me out. But if they hear it from you, they're gonna listen to you. So it's important just that she has that rapport with her teammates, that it's not like she's talking down to them. She's telling them from a teammate's point of view, like, hey, this is what coach sees. This is what we want you guys to do. So it's never like in a condescending way. And I've always said to her, she's always so humble as well. So it's like, you never know that she's one of the best people on the floor because of the way she treats her teammates and her coaches and everybody around her. It's nice to have that person that's really good at what she does. But then again, she's also humble as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, Madison, another thing besides excelling in these three sports, you also stand out in the classroom. Now, I saw that you have a 95 average. You're a member of the National Honor Society, the National English Honor Society, and the National Spanish Honor Society. Now, you take the three sports, you add in all this, you know, you excelling in the classroom as well. That's some more stuff to juggle. And I know you mentioned earlier that you make sure that you take time during your day to make sure you get some of your study in. But again, do you have a routine? Do you have a process to make sure that you are able to handle the classwork to go along with, in your case, three sports?
I would say it's less of a routine and more of like motivation, because I grew up in, both my parents are ex-military from the Navy, and they have always like made sure that I was always a student before I was an athlete. And so I just always make sure I get my things done. I take a lot of pride in my academics, just like I do my athletics. And I always have to make sure I get my things done.
And, being able to take pride in all of that. And, you know, when you see the final marks come in, you can pat yourself on the back and say, I did that. and that's a good feeling. It really is. And I did notice here also that you're an active member of the community. What's important to you when it comes to being an active member of the community?
I think it's important to me because my community does so much for me, and I've been given so many opportunities to do the things that I love in my community. So being able to give back to them is just super important to me.
Yeah, and I guess you can look at it from the perspective of they have given you opportunities because they've allowed you to do what you do at your high school, and then you have taken that opportunity and you've run with it, literally. You know, and it's taken you, when I was talking to Coach earlier before you hopped on, she told me where your next step is. And I was, you know, wowed by it because you're heading to Villanova to play Division I softball and joining your sister, apparently. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, that's got to be something to look forward to. I mean, not just playing Division I softball, to be able to play with your sis. Well, and that's nice, too. I mean, I'm sure for your mom and dad, that's got to be really cool, knowing that, you know, the two girls are together in college and, you know, mm-hmm. and possibly keeping each other in line, you know, or motivating each other. So that's really got to be a lot to look forward to. Now, but when it comes to school, I noticed that you've got two English Society honors here. Is that something you're going to consider when it comes to the direction you might take when you get to school, like journalism maybe, or teaching or something like that? Tell us.
Yeah. Actually, I'm planning on going into journalism and broadcasting and like communications and stuff, because English is my favorite subject. I love to write, and that's what I'm planning on doing.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you see, that's also I'm in the same ballpark with you there, too, because writing is my favorite thing in the world. So, that's absolutely great. Now, like I said, I know we mentioned earlier that you're in the middle of the basketball season now. Do you still have volleyball? Well, you've still got softball to come in the spring, correct?
Yeah.
And then when does volleyball happen? I'm just curious, timeline wise.
Volleyball is in the fall. So like preseason is at the end of August. And then we usually end around like the end of October.
Oh, okay. So volleyball is finished then. So it's volleyball, basketball, then softball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I got to say, it was really nice to talk to you today. And again, congratulations on your honor. It is definitely well-deserved, and I'm sure Code would agree.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I was like so ecstatic when I heard the news. I had to call Maddie right away. I couldn't wait until 5 o'clock when I saw her. I was like, I have to FaceTime you right now. I have to let you know the good news. I was like, don't worry. It's exciting. And she was excited. And it's definitely a great honor. And I'm so proud of her. And I can't wait to see what she does in her next chapter. And she knows that she's just awesome.
Well, I'm sure you were also one of the first phone calls when Madison confirmed that she was heading off to Villanova to play Division I softball.
Oh, obviously. I'm on speed dial, obviously.
Oh, well, Madison, congratulations to you. And congratulations on the honor here. And so much luck when it comes to eventually getting to Villanova and for your senior softball season. I'm sure that's got to be something you're really looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
All right. Well, listen, thank you again for joining us. For Madison Ostrowski, Coach Jamie, I appreciate it as well. You've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.